AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The verdict was not guilty in Kenosha, Wisconsin for Kyle Rittenhouse on all the charges. The now 18-year-old was charged with two deaths during violent protests in Kenosha last summer. Mark Richards is one of Rittenhouse's attorneys.
We're thankful in more ways than one that the jury finally got to hear the true story. And when I say the media, I'm talking about social media and things like that. The story that came out from the beginning was not the true story.
President Biden's reaction.
Well, look, I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works, and we have to abide by it.
The nation briefly had an acting president. The AP's Sagar Magani explains.
President Biden had a routine colonoscopy. Before going under anesthesia, transferred power to Vice President Harris starting at 10:10 a.m. Eastern, and then spoke with Harris at 11:35.
He resumed his duties as president at that point in time.
For the roughly 90 minutes in between, the nation's first female vice president made more history as the first woman to hold presidential power.
Today was another chapter in that history, I think, that will be noted for many women, young girls across the country.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the president was in good spirits after his physical exam, a day before his 79th birthday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the House today.
It's a big win for the people.
That's Majority Leader Steny Hoyer after the House passed the Democrats' expansive social and environmental bill. The country is moving to open up coronavirus booster shots to all adults, letting them choose another dose of either Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. A CDC report says pregnant women with the coronavirus face increased chances for stillbirths compared with uninfected women. A mixed showing late in the day on Wall Street. This is AP News. In a major policy reversal, Indian Prime Minister Modi says he will repeal new controversial agriculture laws.
Farmers, who form one of India's most influential voting blocs, rejoice at the news of Modi's change of heart. They have for months demanded the withdrawal of the laws, which they fear would dramatically reduce their incomes. Modi's surprise decision in a televised national address comes ahead of elections early next year in key states like Uttar Pradesh and the Punjab that are significant agricultural producers and where his political bloc is eager to shore up its support. Experts think it's too early to say if the farms laws repeal would work. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say lightning-sparked wildfires killed thousands of giant sequoias this year, adding to a staggering two-year death toll that accounts for up to nearly a fifth of the Earth's largest trees. Ed Donahue, AP News.